Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 15th, 2019. 150 years ago today, the patent for margarine was filed in France. It was developed in 1869 on the initiative of Napoleon III as an inexpensive spread. Currently, there is a dispute within the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Authority, or the VAU-BB, which could escalate. The issue is an announcement by the state of Berlin not to increase fares unilaterally. On Thursday, the VAU-BB discussed the issue in a crisis meeting. Should no agreement be reached in the coming weeks and months, individual bus lines could possibly be thinned out, or some tram lines, for example in Frankfurt-Oder, or Cottbus could no longer be operated because the cities would simply lack the money to do this. The trouble at the VAU-BB started in April after Berlin had rejected a fare increase without having reached out to Brandenburg beforehand. According to VAU-BB Supervisory Board Stefan Lüge of the SPD, the rules for fare increases, which had been set up years ago, had been, quote, broken by the Berliners. The reason for the diverging price expectations are the different economic developments of the federal states. While Berlin has been recording an increase in customers for years, the passenger numbers are declining in many places in Brandenburg. The Brandenburg transport companies have been getting too little money for many years now, which could lead to the end of public transport if other ways can't be found. More trouble has been brewing after Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller, recently proposed an annual ticket for Berlin's local public transport for 365 euros. Currently, customers of Berlin's public transport companies are still paying about twice as much. According to Müller, the cheaper ticket could be financed by a CO2 tax. Jens Wiesecke of the Passengers Association criticizes a one-sided approach here as well, stating, quote, let's assume that Berlin does introduce the 365 euro ticket. Then we have a run on parking spaces in the outskirts. Therefore, such a project must be developed together with Berlin and Brandenburg. The VAU-BB now wants to examine the Berlin proposal together with Brandenburg. The Senate Department for Transport said on Friday that they wanted to talk to the VAU-BB about everything in peace and only want to present financing models at the beginning of the year. The Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg is one of the largest transport associations in Europe in terms of area. In the capital region, according to the VAU-BB annual report, 4 million passengers are transported daily in suburban trains, underground trains, trams, buses, and ferries. Ticket prices are the same throughout the entire territory of the association, which is another reason why a Berlin veto in the ticket dispute could lead to problems. The VAU-BB is fully publicly owned by the two states of Berlin and Brandenburg, each of which owns one-third of the company. The remaining third belongs to the 18 administrative districts and independent towns in Brandenburg. Whether unauthorized driving on the sidewalk, drunken drivers, or endangering road traffic, the complaints about e-scooters continue in Berlin. Just under a month after the approval of the vehicles, transport associations have now drawn up a critical interim conclusion. The German Road Safety Council and the ADAC Car Club demand better information about safety hazards in view of the first accidents. Christian Kellner, Chief Executive Officer of the Traffic Safety Council, said that some serious accidents had been reported from Berlin and other cities since the admission, stating, quote, this shows how dangerous driving e-scooters is and how much some underestimate it. He added that more and more often, carelessly parked e-scooters are stumbling blocks on the sidewalks, and also demands mandatory helmets if the accident situation continues to deteriorate and more people with head injuries and fractures are admitted to hospitals. The mass occurrence of e-scooters in Berlin has so far been a problem mostly in Mitte. Figures from RBB show that by far the most electric pedal scooters are on the road in Berlin's most central district. This confirms data from the consulting firm Civity, which was published by Berliner Morgenpost in the previous week. According to RBB, an average of 2,165 electric pedal scooters were on the road in Mitte last week, almost as many as in all other districts combined. Mitte's Mayor Stefan von Dassel said that the number of violations would increase with the number of scooters. When he recently sent employees of the police department on patrol, they detected 60 offenses in just 4 hours, adding, quote, "The number of violations is so high that we have to take action." He considers the benefits of the e-scooters to be limited. Tourists who used to walk now drive through Mitte. However, the only places where the scooters would really make sense, in his opinion, the outskirts, have so far been e-scooter free zones. The Mitte mayor therefore called on the Senate Traffic Administration, led by Regina Gunter of the Greens, to act and demands the implementation of fresh concepts. For von Dassel, this means either the Senate must put the e-scooter operation out to tender and oblige the operators to set up scooters on the outskirts of the city, or the companies would have to pay for the usage of roads and parking spaces. If the Traffic Administration does nothing, von Dassel thinks about acting on his own, stating, quote, "If there's no regulation at state level, we'll take advantage of the legal loophole." In concrete terms, this means that the Mitte district could demand special usage fees from e-scooters and rental bike companies for the commercial use of public roads. Von Dassel is convinced that the announcement alone would reduce the sheer number of rental vehicles. For the plan, he now wants to bring other affected districts, such as Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, on board. Overnight, Friday into Saturday, in Rummelsburg, a 25-year-old man was temporarily arrested after he is said to have shown the Hitler salute and called Sieg Heil. He insulted several passersby in Wittlingstrasse, who drew the policeman's attention to the man around 2:20 a.m. The detainee was apparently drunk, was taken for blood sampling in police custody, and then released. And in Spandau, an argument broke out in the early hours of the morning. Around 3 a.m., three young men allegedly went to a park where they were insulted by an alcoholic man. The man is also said to have called Sieg Heil. Then, the 22-year-old, who was also drunk, hit him in the face. The man had suffered a laceration on the head and was taken to hospital for treatment. The 22-year-old was released on the spot after his personal details had been established. In both cases, the State Protection Department of the State Criminal Investigation Office has taken over investigations. 5 months have passed since the mysterious disappearance of the student Rebecca from Neukölln. But investigations are continuing, as confirmed by the spokesman for the Berlin Public Prosecutors, Martin Steltner, stating, quote, "It's not a cold case, but on the contrary." Cold cases are cases in which investigations have remained without results after a long period of time. Steltner did not provide any information on the procedure and possible findings. Police and public prosecutors have been assuming for some time that Rebecca is no longer alive, but has been the victim of a homicide. She disappeared on February 18th and was seen last in the house of her eldest sister and brother-in-law. Investigators assume she didn't leave the house alive. The suspicion fell on Rebecca's brother-in-law. He was in custody, but was released a little later due to lack of evidence, and Rebecca's family reaffirmed his innocence. For weeks, task forces had been searching for Rebecca in forests and lakes in the Brandenburg region, laboriously but unsuccessfully. And after appeals, some 2,000 hints were received from the population on the case. According to police, the number has largely stagnated in the meantime. Meanwhile, another case of missing persons from the capital shows that even after a long time, a case can pick up. Almost 13 years after the disappearance of the schoolgirl Georgina Krüger, a 44-year-old man will be brought before the regional court at the end of the month for murder and rape. The body of Georgina had not been found to this day. The accused is a family man from the neighborhood of the 14-year-olds at the time. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.